Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Paul Householder. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Danny Darwin. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Barbaro Garby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Cooper moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Riles reaches third base with a triple. Cooper scores. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Brewers. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Evans trying to get to third. Householder throws the ball into Molitor, who tags Evans for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers too. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder takes first base on ball four. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Householder. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Garby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garby hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner strikes out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Householder hits a fly ball into left field. Garby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob McClure now pitching. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Dave Bergman. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Barbaro Garby now playing first base. Larry Herndon now playing left field. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Garby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitaker. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClure fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 0-for-2 in the game. Oglavy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive towards first. Garby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins bunts towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Gantner covering, for the out. Lemon moves to second. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Oglavy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 7-3, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moore for a passed ball. Trammell moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ladd now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Householder hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Ladd covering, for the out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Brookins goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ladd juggles the ball. That's an error on Ladd. Trammell scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Householder hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.